You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. And now on to politics. Make no mistake, not like you've missed it, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has gotten a lot of airtime, especially for a candidate who has spent $0 on TV ads. That is, until now. Trump's first ad of the 2016 election hits swing state TVs today. Marketplace's Gigi Duban tells us why those TV stations are probably really happy to have it.
Trump's first ad is about two Americas. There's Hillary Clinton's America, in which dangerous illegal immigrants mooch off the system, and Trump's America.
Terrorists and dangerous criminals kept out. The border secure. Our families safe.
The ad is airing in four swing states: Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. Local TV stations have been desperate for this.
It's been a long and sad summer for local television.
Ken Goldstein teaches politics at the University of San Francisco.
There's not a lot of original programming. Football season hasn't started yet, and there's typically less demand from regular advertisers.
That's why stations love political campaigns. Trump's ad today cost almost $5 million. Clinton has spent a lot more on ads, but even together, that spending isn't near what stations expected based on prior elections. And there's no way to make it up, Goldstein says. Travis Ridout is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks political advertising. The ad buys stations are really drooling over are from so-called outside groups, including super PACs.
Sometimes they might be paying five times the normal rate for an ad in Columbus, Ohio, a week before Election Day.
TV stations can charge super PACs top dollar. So come fall, bring on the bidding wars. Then again, Ridout says, before super PACs shell out, they'll be watching to see how Trump does with his own ads first. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.